Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now to an incredible story of resilience and friendship and the power of community in the face of tragedy. After losing their teammate and friend, Evan Craig, to cancer in September last year, players from Níomhpórraic Uiscachain in Muff, County Donegal, rallied to win the county final, fulfilling a promise they had made to Evan. And they continue each day and each game to keep his memory alive. They now travel to Croker this weekend to play the All-Ireland football final in the junior ranks against Unhiarrarua, which happens to be my own club. Daniel McCauley, manager of Níomhpórraic Uiscachain, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you, Cormac?
Can you tell me a little bit about your motivation for this year, and in particular about your friend who's passed away, Evan?
Well, motivation was at the start of every year. You just set your stall out early, Cormac, but this year was kind of different. As we started the season way back November 23, pre-season, we got word that our dear friend Evan had took ill and had cancer. But as of things that got, was a fellow so young, you'd hoped that he'd get over it. But gradually as the season went on and deep into 2024, Evan got worse and deteriorated and sadly lost his life in September past there.
How did that impact the team? It's obviously devastating to lose a friend and a member of the team as close as that.
Oh, it impacted them massively, because the average age of our squad would be 22, 23, and Evan was 24, and he was right bang in the middle of the group. You know, he was their best friend, and he was such a character within our group. It left a massive hole when Evan left. You know, when we've just been on a motivation since, and making promises to Evan that we'd get him his county medal back in September, and which we did, and then I'm on there. We won our Ulster title in October, and now it's took us to the All-Ireland final now this Saturday.
Yeah, and it's great excitement for the team and the community. And I know this because you're playing against my own club in Unhiarrarua. Dan, tell me about what it means to the community.
Oh, it's massive. This journey we've been on has just give the community such a lift. We're a small rural community and a show, and after the devastation of losing Evan, obviously we're down in the dumps, but the journey the boys have went on, and these are a group of young lads who've inspired a next generation of footballers coming through in Uiscachain, and it's just been brilliant. They've just brought a light of, let's say, the light at the end of the tunnel with the journey we've been on. It's been brilliant altogether, you know.
You say as a group you're not overly religious as such, but team mass has become important. A visit to Evan's grave is a ritual.
Yes, oh, definitely. After we won our county title, the first place we headed was Evan's grave with the trophy to show him what we'd won for him, and his family was there present that night, and it was a really emotional night, you know. And since that, before we've went on any games or the few finals, and they've travelled to London twice, we've went to Evan's grave and we've went to mass, and there's just something really, really special about it and unique, because when you're a group of young fellas that young, like 21. Like the youngest in the panel is 18, and they're not religious, but they wouldn't just go to mass every week. But the fact that they've come together with the community and sharing this with them is unbelievable.
Yeah. I really hope it's a special day for Evan's family and friends and for the whole team. It's a big deal, isn't it, for the team to play in Croke Park?
Oh, it's massive. Like we're the first Donegal club team ever. They represent Donegal and Croke Park, so it's a massive achievement in itself, that. But with the whole background of our story of the whole year, it's just like it's a fairy tale, yeah, to be honest with you. And it's stuff that you would see in movies, which you wouldn't believe actually happened. But they'd be living this dream now. That's basically what we're doing. We're living our dream, and we're a group of friends, players, we're a family, a band of brothers, you want to call it, and we're just loving it at the minute.
Yeah. Have you done your homework on Unhiarrarua?
I've done bits
and
pieces.
You know, they're all 6'6", 18 stone, I know, pure muscle.
There's a few big lumps in it, all right. Like, you know, and we're fairly young, so it'd be David and Goliath, you know.
Look at this. You're wising up with the old psychology in Donegal, I can tell you. But what do you expect then? What do you expect in terms of the occasion? Because it is unique, really. And it's a relatively new thing, I think, if I'm not mistaken, to have a junior All-Ireland club final. I think it's a huge, a great innovation in the GA.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant because like the players in this club here, like you'd only ever dream of playing for Donegal and Croke Park. You'd never imagine what you'd represent your club and your parish and Croke Park. So it's unbelievable. Like you know when as we head towards Saturday now, like we're traveling down now in an hour's time to Dublin because of the storm warning tomorrow. Like once we leave Muff tonight, we'll just switch on for the game and we have to try as our best as possible to eliminate the occasion out of it. You know, and just. It's another game of football, which we hope to get over the line, you know,
I
because
wouldn't travel
it's going
too
really
early.
difficult.
I'd say you're okay in Donegal. I'd stay there, to be honest with you. You'd be grand.
We're not taking no chances, Cormac.
No, do you know what? And this is the God's honest truth, right? They have been training like rabid dogs in Aotearoa. And that story I told you about being 6 foot six, full of muscle and pure athleticism, they will not score a goal unless it's a classic. They're like the Brazilian team of the 1970s. You know that?
Yes. Oh, I've seen plenty of them in the last couple of weeks.
My fear is that my psychology is falling on deaf ears here.
Well.
Kame Rog, Winston the Carnarui, tossing with a pubble or father, Chakaji Pork, a croaky at a Jerishachtina, August Lawmore Mills, a kafubble, Gueltachta, Gahuman Gueltachta, Kamakina, August Sarnyar Clushy Fee, or in the Moan, Tri Railga, Achbamaja Kunyal Sul, Winston the Carnarui, Imla Clea, Er Kamakina. Daniel McCauley, manager of New Porik, Ishkachin, made the best Galway team win on the weekend. That's all I can say objectively and impartially. No, the very best, Odyssey, the very best. And I hope you enjoyed the occasion as well. That's Daniel McCauley, manager of New Porik Ishkuchin in Muff in County Donegal.